Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Yes, we're live tonight. I have been off for the last 2 weeks. Just to explain why, I had a little surgery, and I was in recovery mode. But I am here live. I hope you enjoyed the replays that we played. I'm sure that you did. They were great shows then. I'm sure they were great shows the last 2 weeks. I am feeling better, though. Glad to be back and thrilled to do my show tonight. If you're listening on 95.9 or 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, and it's 6 o'clock, we are here live with a great physician tonight. Dr. Jonathan Hirsch is here, and I can't wait to speak to him because I think the things that we're going to talk about tonight, he's an orthopedic surgeon, the things that we're going to talk about tonight are the kinds of things that affect my audience more than many of the other things that we confront as we begin to age. So we're going to talk about knees, we're going to talk about shoulders, we're going to talk about elbows, we're going to talk about all of the things that us aging sports fanatics get ourselves into trouble over, and I am excited to do tonight's show. But first, today's the first day of school down here. I hope everybody is driving carefully. Put your phone down. There's no need to text at any time, but certainly not through a school zone. I have grandchildren. You have grandchildren or children. Keep them safe. Stay safe. Follow the speed limit. I found out today that some speeding tickets are $600 through a school zone. If that's not reason to be careful, I don't know what is. The other thing that's really, really important to me and something I care a lot about is voting, particularly in this election. Today begins early voting here in Florida. I encourage you, if you have not voted already, by absentee. And by the way, you don't need to be absentee to vote absentee. You can vote by mail regardless of whether you're traveling or not. But you can vote early. The polls are open. The schedules are in all the newspapers, or you can go online. And if you're not registered, I can't think of a better, more important thing for you to do than to register to vote. Never has your vote been more important, and I encourage you to get involved. The other thing, I just want to take a minute. I want to thank a whole bunch of people up in the Jacksonville area. I spoke for a HCA hospital up there last Wednesday night, I guess, and they were great. We had about 60 people there, and it was a great show. I talked about using social history to develop a plan of care, and I want to thank them. And if you're picking up the show on podcast up there, and you were there, I'm glad you were. But now to my guest, because that's why you are tuned in. Dr. Jonathan Hirsch is here. He's an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist, treating patients mostly in the Boca Raton and Greater Florida area. He holds certification from both the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery and the American Board of Independent Medical Examiners. He's also a member of professional organizations, including American Orthopedic Sports Society, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, and the Arthroscopy Association of North America. In order to complete his medical degree, Dr. Hirsch attended New York University School of Medicine. He continued his medical education at kind of my home medical center, Long Island Jewish Medical Center in Hyde Park up in New York, where he did both his internship in general surgery and his residency focused on the study of orthopedic surgery. He did his fellowship in sports medicine at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio. And patients visiting Dr. Hirsch can receive a full range of orthopedic care. His areas of professional interest include specifically shoulder, elbow, and knee surgery, sports medicine, arthroscopy, fractures, and something we're going to talk about later, PRP, platelet-rich plasma injections. PRP is something I have great interest in. I'm sure you do as well. So may I say, Dr. Hirsch, welcome back to the show.
Great. Thank you. It's been a while.
It has. I'm glad that you made it back. So because not all orthopedic surgeons are created equally and practices are different, tell us first about your practice so that it will help for the audience to understand exactly what you do and then don't do.
Sure. As you stated in my training, I do general orthopedics with a sports medicine arthroscopy surgical sort of preference down in the Boca Point area. in South Central Boca, I guess you'd call it. Right. and so I do mostly outpatient surgery, a lot of arthroscopic repairs, let's say rotator cuffs, fractures of the upper extremity, shoulder replacements, including reverse shoulder replacements, which a lot of people in your audience may have had or been discussing. And we can talk about that. Lots of knee ligament reconstructions, ACLs, believe it or not, I've done as old as 68. I think is the older patient so far I've done ACL reconstruction on. So I do hip arthroscopy as well, and elbow surgery. So it's a lot of minimally invasive techniques. And as you mentioned, PRP in the office. And as most orthopedic surgeons, a lot of what we do is in the office, seeing patients, examining them, diagnosing them, and discussing all these things.
I didn't ask you before. Do you have a rehab center too? I guess I should have asked.
No, I refer out to the local West Boca Medical Center. I work, you know, with Tenet Organization. We have an outpatient rehab there, but also work with a lot of therapists around Palm Beach and Broward County.
Yeah, I don't
on site. I don't have that.
Yeah, now. I was just asking. But so. You know, because the name of the show, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, most of my audience are boomers and their parents. You know, it seems to me that when you're a kid, you know, you have a football injury, a baseball injury, you're running, you tear an ACL or basketball or something like that. But as we age, we have a whole different kind of orthopedic problem. Is that because aging weakens our system, or is it because we still think we're 19 or doing more than we should, or a combination of both?
Well, I think it's a combination, and that second part you just said is me moving to Boca several years ago and practicing down here has been one of the biggest challenges, is that the, you know, this 50, 60, 70-year-old population that plays tennis 7 days a week, very unique, I think, to South Florida, is doing things and has expectations like a 30 or a 20-year-old. And their body is different. Maybe it's the same diagnosis on paper, rotator cuff tear, let's take that for an example. But there's so many other comorbidities, things that go along with that in someone who's in their 70s. But if they're still desiring to play golf, tennis, whatever it is, that much, that's a challenge to sometimes tell them, hey, okay, we can't fix this. And I think we'll talk about that. But here, maybe we could try something else to keep you on the tennis court, et cetera. So their demands are different than some other parts of the country who are willing to accept, well, okay, I'll never play tennis again. You know, so what? I'll play cards. That's not an option down here for many, many people. So I think it's great. It's awesome. So it makes me a sports medicine surgeon, not just for the teenagers like some of my colleagues in other parts of the country. I got 90-year-olds who are pushing me to the wall. You know, if I don't play tennis 5 times a week at my club, you know, life is over.
You know, that's really interesting, and I kind of never thought about it that way. But our lifestyle down here does kind of demand some level of outside or outdoor activity all year round. We really are all year round. And you said something else that's really interesting. I had a dislocated biceps tendon when I was around 30 some odd years old from too much racquetball. And I really had to learn different usage of my arm to continue to play those. To me, that's really fascinating. So do we get injured more often as we age, which is, I guess, kind of the first part of what I asked before, or is it just that we don't prepare properly for our sports activities? Are our muscles breaking? Does aging play a role in the injuries that we get and that you see?
Sure. I mean, there are injuries that people, let's say, over the age of 50 get that people under the age of 50 relatively don't get without major trauma. So a lot of what I do is fix tendons. So let's take the shoulder, for instance, rotator cuff, very common injury. And the rotator cuff tendon degenerates on its own. So it starts to break down in our 40s and 50s, and we always use this analogy. So if you young kids wear that favorite pair of jeans every day, and eventually they come home and they have a hole in their knee, and mom or dad says, why are you wearing ripped jeans? Well, it's ripped over time. Same thing happens to the rotator cuff. Just with living life, that tendon breaks down, doesn't have the greatest blood supply in our 50s and 60s, and these little micro tears that maybe a 20-year-old could tolerate and heal doesn't heal as we age. So I have patients who come to my office with no injury, humongous rotator cuff tears that's happened over time, and something sparked pain that they come to the office. But when we look at the MRI, this is something that's been a 10-year process, not something that happened last week, which is when they think it happened. So the pain and the pathology don't always happen on the same day. And that's a hard fact to push. Same thing with arthritis. I have patients with bone-on-bone arthritis, which is a 20-year process, that may only have pain since last week they tripped on the tennis court. And you show them the x-ray and they're like, how's that possible? It's like, well, you're living proof that you could live pain-free with bone-on-bone arthritis. Here we go. So now your pain has started and we take it from there. So the wear and tear, you know, the warranty of our body starts to wear out. And that's a lot of what I do in practice. You know, on paper, a rotator cuff tear in a 30-year-old is very different than a 60-year-old. It looks the same to the untrained eye and it reads the same on the MRI report. The treatment may be drastically different and the surgical outcomes may be different.
And I would guess because of the causation, the repair would be demonstrably different.
Sure,
as
the repair may not even be possible if it's been going on for years and very large, or just much, much larger. The quality of tissue is different. It's, you know, it doesn't hold sutures. I mean, just like a carpenter, you know, it just doesn't hold sutures as well as a 20-year-old tendon anymore. And these are discussions that I have to just change my conversation depending on the patient and what we see on x-ray, on MRI, on physical exam. And, you know, and I'm sure we'll talk about more, tear does not equal repair.
Right.
And tear does not equal surgery. And like the gray hair on my head and the bald spot developing, I call it the gray hair of the shoulder. The gray hair of the shoulder. If you look at an MRI of a rotator cuff tendon, it starts to turn literally white or gray right in front of your eyes. And so it's the gray hair of the shoulder or knee or wherever you're talking about.
So do other factors in aging either accelerate or decelerate that process? Or are the medications that we might be on or diabetes, diet, weight, do all of those play a part? I know we didn't talk about that in preparation.
They do in causation, and then they do in a factor of decision making on how we're going to treat something. So certainly diabetics are a unique population. Not only do they break down, let's say, tendons and things differently than the rest of us, they also don't heal as well. Another fact you didn't mention, smokers, just a disaster,
right?
A disaster for orthopedic surgeons to have smokers in so many ways. So these comorbidities and things that people choose to do affect the healing and certainly the results of what we do.
I'm curious, why was smoking have such an impact on orthopedics?
Wow. So
I mean, I would understand it from we would think about it from lungs, pulmonary, I would get that.
Absolutely.
I'm just curious.
Well,
it's
a continuation of that. So
okay.
It disrupts the circulatory system of the body. So everything that needs to heal needs blood supply. So it constricts and causes clotting and clogging of arteries all the way down to the microscopic level. So bones, we know that if you break a bone, smoking can actually stop or significantly delay healing that bone. So known, proven fact. Same thing with tendons. If I have to repair a tendon, how does that heal? The blood from the bone sort of sticks to the tendon. They reincorporate. Smoking slows that down, potentially prevents it truly from happening altogether. So that's a choice the patient has already made that you can't change. It's the damage is done. You know, if they said, oh, I'll stop, you know, the surgery's next Wednesday, I'll stop now, it's kind of too late to reverse that effect, just like in the lungs, would take a very long time.
So basically what you're saying is not all injuries are the same, so not all meniscuses, not all torn meniscuses are the same. There's differences, understanding why they happened, understanding your lifestyle, all of that is a important part of deciding the best treatment options?
That's been the beauty and the challenge of, for me, sports medicine. And I think one of the, you know, I don't want to toot my horn too much, but I think one of the benefits of coming to me is I do take that unique view of every patient. Not all rotator cuff tears are the same. Not all meniscus tears, as you just mentioned. And I don't have a cookie cutter practice that you walk in, I have a tear, go see my surgical scheduler. There are practices out there like that, and for whatever it's worth. But right. I take my time, look at the MRIs with my patients, talk about the pathology. And sometimes I have to talk them away from surgery. And I say, look, I'm a surgeon. I love surgery. And yet here I am telling you there's other options, because we know what you have can be livable, you know. But yes, in general, you know, there are certain things like a broken bone, you know, very similar for every patient. But what I do, tendon stuff, even arthritis and meniscus tears, very, very unique to each individual.
So the treatment plan, the plan of care, is as much dependent upon lifestyle and what you desire to do when it's fixed or not fixed, or can you adjust your lifestyle accordingly? You know, frankly, for me, for example, I've pretty much given up golf because of orthopedic issues.
Right.
Now, I don't miss it anymore all that much, although there are times I feel like I could go back. Sometimes my interpretation of what the best treatment for me might be may not really be feasible, and so it's important for you to talk with me or to your patient and talk about, you know, what do we hope this ends up looking like? Am I right?
Sure. And one of the first questions I ask is, what is your activity that you love to do or you're unwilling to give up? What can't you do that you would love to do? Priorities and, you know, adjustment of lifestyle or change is a treatment option. Just like rest, the four-letter word in my office. No one wants to hear the word rest. But they also don't necessarily always want to hear modification. But that is an actual treatment.
Yeah. And this generation, my generation, my audience generation, we are many things. Patient is not one.
Yeah, patience in my office, but you have no patience. And that is a challenge. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with Dr. Jonathan Hirsch, who is, if you've been listening, is an orthopedic surgeon who doesn't always opt for surgery as the treatment for the various injuries that we get as we age. We're going to talk about shoulder replacement. We're going to talk about PRP. We're going to talk about when replacement is necessary, when it's not, when is surgery necessary, and when it's not. We're also going to talk before the end of the night about how insurance is playing an increasing role in the decision about the best treatment options, because not all of us have access to the kind of insurance coverage that would allow us certain treatment options. And so that's an important consideration as well. We have a whole host of things that we're going to continue to talk about with my guest, Dr. Jonathan Hirsch. If you're a regular listener, you know that we're here live every Monday night from 6 to 7. We replay on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m., but we're live at 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, 95.9 in the Palm Beaches. If you have questions for my guest or for me about orthopedic surgery or rotator cuff, meniscus, tendon tears, broken bones, any of the kinds of things that you would expect my guest to know a whole lot about, you could call us at 1-877-960-9960, 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Dr. Jonathan Hirsch. Dr. Hirsch is an orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist in the Boca area. He said Boca Point. I would say it's kind of West Boca, for those of you who know the area. Dr. Hirsch was a guest a few years ago. He's terrific. He really has, I don't want to say a holistic approach, because I that kind of, you know, has connotations that I don't think are appropriate. But his first course of recommended treatment isn't always surgery. And for an orthopedic surgeon, that is unique. We're going to talk about a whole host of things. And of course, if you have questions, you can call us at 877-960-9960. So let's go there if we can, Dr. Hirsch. Surgery isn't always the answer, right? I mean, it often is, and I'm sure as a surgeon, it's most of what you do, but it's not always the answer.
Correct. And sometimes for choices as options, and sometimes it literally isn't an option. As we were talking about rotator cuff, there are some patients who come in with large chronic tears that surgery may not even be on the menu. And so we have to think of other options. But yeah, I mean, it runs the gamut.
And is one of the alternatives to surgery, I know there are a number of alternatives, but is one of the alternatives PRP? I mean, that seems to be what everybody's talking about today. Oh, I got PRP, and I feel great.
Yeah. I mean, PRP, or platelet-rich plasma, is just a part of the biologics that we're using in orthopedics, and there's an extensive growing list of biologics out there, biological sources of treatment options. And there are clinics around, even Boca, anti-aging, where they're, you know, treating patients who don't necessarily have a problem. They just want to either look better, feel better, etc. For my goals, it's actually to make people's pain go away when I use PRP or biologics. I'm trying to cure or at least put a Band-Aid on a problem. One of the places I found it extremely useful is the younger patient with knee arthritis. The platelet-rich plasma injections we've done in the knee and in the literature supports this can give you up to a year of pain relief. I don't necessarily tout it as a cure. It's a really glorified Band-Aid. It may slow down the process. It's a biologic agent that has multiple ways of slowing down arthritis. Cure is not a word that I would use, but I have tons of tennis players around the country clubs here in Boca that are on the courts pain-free with I'd say moderate arthritis after their PRP shots, extremely happy. And obviously that's the goal, make them happy, make them feel better.
But it doesn't last long term? I mean, it's not a permanent solution?
I'm sure there are patients who for years have say that it helps. I think the average, let's say for arthritis, you're looking at a year to a year and a half of pain relief. There is the beauty of it. There's no danger of doing it as many times as you want. It's your blood product. It's safe. It's coming from the patient only. So there's no downside if you had to get a booster shot once a year, twice a year, let's say for arthritis. For tendons, it's a cure. So if you have tendinopathy or breakdown, tennis elbow, classic case of where we use PRP, that's a breakdown of the tendon over time. It's not a complete tear. It's more of a microscopic tear. That's what tennis elbow really is. If you inject PRP just once, you have about an 85% cure, little cure rate. So that's
really?
A different wow. use. Partial tears of the rotator cuff. Not as much research on it as tennis elbow, but theoretically similar process. And I use ultrasound in the office, so I know where the needle's going because I watch the needle go right into the tendon or the space I want it to go in. Labral tears of the shoulder, labral tears of the hip, a very avascular structure, very hard to heal. Definitely patients have had pain never come back from PRP shots of those things. Even meniscus tears. I've had two from my own meniscus tear. 3 years out, I have no pain. You know, I always talk. I tell my patients that. Do I know if my meniscus tear is 100% healed? No, and I don't care.
Right.
It doesn't hurt at all.
And sometimes that's the goal, is just to become pain free.
Sure.
We don't have to fix everything.
Right.
Is that accurate?
No, and I think it does fix a lot of patients' ailments. So PRP for me has been a real game changer. It's kind of filling a gap where, you know, Motrin and Tylenol was our only option for some of these things, and now we have something safer and better.
There was a time, not that long ago, that the greatest knock on PRP was that it was very expensive, and that it was considered experimental, and a lot of insurance companies didn't cover it. I don't know anything at all about whether insurance companies do or do not cover it. Excuse me.
They still don't.
They still don't. But has the price come down? Is it more affordable now, or is that still an issue for some?
I try to keep the price very reasonable. It's a wide range, let's put it that way.
I'm sure.
And same thing for stem cells. Stem cells is a bigger process, and it's going to be a bigger cost.
And how does stem cells differ from PRP?
So PRP is basically, platelets are the little cells that run around on our bloodstream that are important for clotting. But it turns out it has growth factors in the platelets. So it's just a platelet phenomenon that we're looking to use. Stem cells, you're looking at cells that can become anything you want it to become. So it comes from bone marrow or fat, most commonly. And these are cells that have the potential to become bone, tendon, you know, so you can use it. So the question is, though, when you put it in the human body, will you get the right signal to make it become X, Y, or Z? And that's the challenge. So I think it's still in its infancy.
Is science changing this at light speed, as it seems to people like myself? Is this evolving so quickly that it is a challenge to keep up with, or is this the future of medicine, or is this just another tool in the toolbox?
It's the future and a tool. I think that the science is lagging behind the use. So there's a lot of use of it for more anecdotal. I try to keep my PRP usage to where there is research that shows I can support what I'm doing. But it's a relatively unregulated industry, the stem cell industry, and it's the science needs to catch up.
Is there a patient profile that is more conducive to success with PRP than is everybody a candidate or no?
I think everyone's a potential candidate. It does require some relative rest after the injections. It's not a quick fix. So patients, again, 2 to 3 months sometimes to see effect.
Wow.
So someone wants instant effect, it's not for them.
Okay.
And expectations are a big part of what we do.
That's interesting. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Dr. Jonathan Hirsch. Dr. Hirsch is an orthopedic surgeon in the Boca Raton area in West Boca. He is, as you can tell, an expert on all things orthopedic, about your knees, your shoulders. We're going to talk about shoulder replacement. We're going to talk about technology. We talked about science, but we're going to talk about technology. We're going to talk about how treatments have evolved. We're also going to talk about insurance before the night is over, and things that you can do to be preventative, to to prevent you from having to need surgery, and what Dr. Hirsch can do for you. Again, this is Scott Greenberg. If you're a regular listener, you know that we're here live every Monday night, 95.9 FM, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We mix it up. We talk about a whole host of different subject matter. Stay tuned. I'll tell you what's coming up in the weeks ahead. But tonight, we're talking orthopedics with Dr. Jonathan Hirsch. And if you have questions for him, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm glad that you're with us. We're here tonight with Dr. Jonathan Hirsch. Dr. Hirsch is an orthopedic surgeon and a sports medicine specialist. And, of course, as we age, we end up visiting people like Dr. Hirsch more often than we did when we were younger, unless we were athletes. And there are a lot of options today, options that heretofore were not available to us. And things have evolved. We were talking about PRP and a little bit about stem cell before this previous break. And we're talking about that surgery is not always the answer. But in some cases, surgery is the answer. When it comes to shoulders, one of the things that is more often suggested today than it was 30 years ago are shoulder replacements and reverse shoulder replacements. And Dr. Hirsch, that is something that you do an awful lot of and are involved in. Can we talk about shoulder replacement in general, reverse shoulder, why people need it, when do you need it, when does rotator cuff repair, those things don't work. I mean, this is a big topic, shoulder replacement.
Sure, sure. Shoulder replacement in general, the traditional shoulder replacement, which is replacing the ball and socket joint of the shoulder, is primarily for arthritis, period. That's the diagnosis. When the pain becomes unbearable, nothing else works. Now, we've added indications along the way, specifically for the reverse. So reverse, without having a diagram here on the radio, is basically flipping the joint. So the ball becomes the socket becomes the ball. Mechanically, if you don't have a rotator cuff tendons, there's four of them, let's say you're missing two of them, they're torn for years, the shoulder doesn't biomechanically work properly, and a regular shoulder replacement doesn't work well. So it's a more of a constrained joint replacement. In other words, the two are linked in a sense, and the shoulder can raise up in the air using the deltoid muscle without the help of the missing rotator cuff muscles. So most people who get a reverse have no rotator cuff for whatever reason and arthritis, but there's other expanding indications for older patients with no rotator cuff, can't lift their arm at all, and even minimal arthritis. And that's a sort of a newer indication, because if people are almost like paralyzed, they can't lift their arm up at all, and you put this prosthesis in and the muscle, the deltoid muscle, sort of takes over. It's a biomechanical lesson in a sense. So the traditional replacement versus reverse, some people are a candidate for both, and we discuss the pros and cons of them.
And is one more effective than the other, or is it patient-specific?
Patient and diagnosis-specific. They both have their goals for each patient. The reverse has a little higher complication rate and other issues with it, but the implant has changed a lot to make it a lot easier surgery and a much more successful one.
So I want to talk about the technology and how that's evolving. But if you're a tennis player or a golfer, does that point you into one direction or another in terms of the decision to do either a reverse or a regular shoulder replacement?
The reverse is more constrained. It doesn't necessarily allow as much motion, but I do have reverse patients that I will let golf, let play tennis if they're doing well. So it's not, you know, don't necessarily tell them, okay, you're done. It just doesn't work like a regular shoulder joint anymore. So they may notice sort of a difference, obviously, in how they play. Whereas a shoulder replacement, the traditional ball and socket, it has the motion of like a normal shoulder because it's not as constrained. The two parts are not linked to each other like a normal shoulder. But, you know, we definitely take their what they do and age. We don't really do reverse shoulder replacements in young patients.
Right.
So we will do the traditional or a partial replacement with different type of techniques in a 40-year-old, even if they don't have a rotator cuff, because reverses have issues if you do it in many young patients.
And shoulder replacements recoveries have gotten much easier over the last few years, right?
Yeah, it's still a joint that requires a fair amount of rehabilitation, as opposed to, let's say, my colleagues who do hip replacements. Probably a lot less rehab is necessary. It's a different joint.
Right.
So the shoulder does require a lot of participation and motivation on the patient still. But, you know, as far as inpatient, they're out in a day. Usually send them home. We can do shoulder replacement as an outpatient. If you're healthy enough, we can send you home the same day.
Wow, it's amazing to me. So technology, let's talk about technology, because a lot of this is really really kind of new. I mean, we talked about PRP, which is not technology, it's science, and stem cell is science. But even reverse shoulder replacements or full shoulder replacements, technology is changing the face of orthopedic surgery and what you do at light speed, is it not?
Sure. I mean, the metals and the plastics are getting more durable. And then even now with CT and three-dimensional technology and planning now, it's getting more technologically advanced on trying to make the implant very personalized for each patient, because everyone's anatomy is quite different. So now we're trying to take our joint replacements and make them anatomic and patient-specific because we think they will last longer if we do that.
And how long can you expect things like shoulder replacement to last? I mean, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, on average, you know, it depends on the demand of the patient,
sure,
what
right.
they do to it. So right. the typical shoulder replacement is a 60-something person with regular general arthritis still having a rotator cuff. You know, I tell them it should last their lifetime. There is a small component of it that may loosen in their lifetime. So you're looking at, you know, 15 years plus, sometimes 20 if they don't abuse it. It can be revised, you know, it can be changed if something happens. But for most patients who are even moderately active, golf and tennis, it should last their lifetime.
Is the speed at which technology is impacting your practice such that some people should opt to wait longer to do something because there's another new development around the corner? Or is the decision almost always driven by lifestyle and pain?
It's like my decision to should I buy the new iPhone or not? Because I know another one's coming out in 6 months.
Yeah. Well, but at some level, there's some truth.
No, I do have patients who are kind of on the fence, and they say to me, "Well, what's going to happen in 10 years?" I mean, we have a lot of great stuff right now. I think the big jump would be, how are we going to replace joints without metal and plastic?
Right.
Will it be some slurry of stem cells and something else, or a 3D printed joint that we put in?
Right.
I think that's so far out. Don't wait.
Right. And of course, if you can't function, that's another.
Yeah. In the here and now, we do pretty good with what's going on right now.
Yeah.
I rarely, you know, if I know something's coming out like that's game changing, of course, I will communicate that to my patients.
So if you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We're glad that you're with us. Yes, we're here live. We are back from our own health problems, and I'm glad to be back. Thrilled to be with my guest tonight, Dr. Jonathan Hirsch from Boca West Hospital and his own practice in West Boca. We're going to tell you how you can reach him, because he's somebody that you should reach if you have some questions and or need. Of course, if you have questions tonight, there is still time for you to call us. 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Here tonight live with Dr. Jonathan Hirsch, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist in the Boca Raton area. Live here in the studio talking about options for variety of orthopedic problems. Particularly, we were talking about shoulders, and we've talked about knees. We talked about PRP and stem cells. We're going to change direction a little bit because it is impacting the decisions that people make on their treatment options, and that is the changing face of insurance and how insurance plays a role in the decisions that we make. In preparing for the show, I spoke with Dr. Hirsch last week, and he had an interesting perspective on that. So, how, Dr. Hirsch, has insurance changed or altered the way people approach their medical problems?
The high deductible plans have managed care have just, you know, taken over. You know, they make sense for healthy people. Little lower cost per month, but not much. But the patient responsibility has increased dramatically, and we take almost every insurance, and that comes into play even if I order an MRI. People are now thinking 2-3 times, or they have to raise the money, and it's hard. People who live paycheck to paycheck, you know, their salaries are not necessarily going up as fast as their healthcare costs. So I have many patients who are denying elective surgery that 10 years ago wouldn't have been a thought process for them, which then means they may have to give up something else in life, like tennis or whatever they love, because they can't do it because of this ailment. So, you know, what I do is mostly non-emergent, not life-threatening. So people, you know, will live without an ACL or without a rotator cuff. They may not be very happy. So it's the patient responsibility that, you know, I have patients with, you know, $10,000 to $12,000 deductibles. That's a lot of money, right. And so basically, their surgery is that first surgery of the year. The whole thing is cash,
and so that is a roadblock to getting help. That, as you said previously, wouldn't have been a thought not that many years ago.
Yeah,
and that's, I guess, tough. Both in the senior population, managed care is one of the criteria, one of the ingredients in that decision process, because a lot of people think managed care and Medicare are the same, and they're not the same. They're very different.
Correct.
They're sold as being similar, but they're not, or they're sold as being the same. And that's a whole nother show. I do a whole show on that closer to October for open enrollment. But I'm thinking, as you're talking, that even families with kids have to make options for their kids sometimes, and we'll do anything for our kids, I guess, but at some time, I mean, that can affect the quality of your life for years to come.
Yeah, the decision you make today, for instance, I had a guy come in today, 3 years ago, ruptured his biceps tendon, did not have very good insurance coverage. He's fine, I mean, but he's got problems that he would like fixed right now. So now it's a reconstruction, much bigger surgery, much higher risk, still like 30-something years old. So that comes up often, that there people are coming in years later. Now they'll pay the money because now it's really bad. And it wouldn't have been so simple to fix the first time around, but they couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Medicines, medication, pharmacy, is that part of this conversation? Is that a parallel or
it probably
component?
Is for other docs. I mean, for me specifically, medications is a small part of my practice, and it can be mostly over-the-counter stuff. So I'm not, you know, prescribing chemotherapy and, you know, high blood pressure medicines are very expensive, but I'm sure it's becoming. We ask patients about what they take, and I do have patients who say, I don't take my diabetes medicine because I can't afford it. There are some injectables that I do, hyaluronic acid for arthritis is very expensive. And yes, so that comes up in my office that they can't pay for that.
So how do people reach you if they want to come and see you? Where do they find out more about you?
My phone number is 561-417-3339. On the web, hirschmd.com. My last name is HERSCHMD.com. That brings you to a web page, and on it you can actually make an appointment right on there. It links to a company called ZocDoc, which has been great. You can make an appointment right on the internet. So, yeah, we have same-day appointments, you know, for urgent injuries, urgent care things, and very available.
And where is your office?
18th and Powerline in Boca Raton. As we said, the Boca Point area, if people know where that is. But on 18th Street and Powerline.
And give your number one more time?
561-417-3339.
Are robotics entering your practice much? Is that going to change for you?
It's mostly in the knee and hip replacement so far for orthopedics. There is some shoulder replacement robotics sort of coming. My partner, who's joining me in October, does all his knee and hip replacements robotically, 100%. Wow. It's also in the urological arena, gynecological arena. Some guys, that's their whole practice.
Right.
I think there's some ACL reconstructions being done in the lab robotically. So for my specialty, it hasn't come as much as the joint guys.
And you yourself don't do, other than shoulder replacements, you don't do knee and hip replacements, although you have a partner or will have a partner.
No, yeah. I do hip arthroscopy, which right. Some patients are pre-arthritic, and we have some techniques that we can actually prevent arthritis now in the hip arthroscopically. But yeah, traditional hip and knee replacements, I refer to other colleagues.
Does everybody get arthritis? I mean, is that kind of the price of admission to getting older?
You know, I think somewhere in our body, probably everyone's going to get it somewhere. Your spine would be a very common area because of the weight bearing. Yes, I do think that if you live long enough, you'll get it somewhere. Yes.
Yeah, so you can't avoid it. If you just tuned in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm talking tonight with Dr. Jonathan Hirsch. Dr. Hirsch is an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. I haven't talked about the work that he does with kids. He's the team physician for St. Andrews. And if we have some time left before the end of the show, maybe we can talk a little bit about the work he does with kids, which is, you know, I think really, wonderful. But most of my show doesn't go in that direction. But if we still have time, we will get there. Dr. Hirsch, as I said, is an orthopedic surgeon and a sports medicine specialist in the Boca Raton area. We will give you his number once again before the end of the show. If you just tuned in and you wish you had tuned in earlier, the good news is that you can listen to the show anyway because we podcast. Yes, we do. Tomorrow, up it'll pop. OMG, I'm getting. We will show. You can subscribe. You can listen to us anytime. If you're not a podcaster, and I understand that because I myself am not, we also put it up on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. comfortcare.com. I know you want to put a T in there. Don't do it. It won't get you there. palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Of course, if you don't have a radio, and many of us don't, you do have a smartphone, and there is an app where you can listen to this show. It's called TuneIn Radio, and you just have to set it to WSVU every Monday at 6 o'clock. We're live. And we do simulcast. We're on the web. Yes, simulcast, locally, nationally, around the world, www.trueoldiesfla.com. Next week, we're going to talk about eyes. When I talk about eyes, people's eyes don't glaze over. because their eyes are glazing over. They listen really carefully. Eyes are very, very important, particularly as we age. So I'm going to talk to Dr. Douglas Leader, who is an ophthalmologist in practice here for, I don't know, somewhere in the 35-year range. He was a guest many years ago. He's back. We're doing some amazing things in the world of macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, dry eye. All of those things impact the quality of our life, and ophthalmology is really, really important. And we're going to be talking about that in next Monday night. And in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about your heart with Dr. Ida Maza from Good Samaritan Hospital. She is a cardiologist, comes very highly recommended to me. I can't wait to meet her. And we're going to talk about heart health, and it's a really, really important subject. And I'm sure that you're going to want to tune in. I want to encourage everybody else, or remind everybody else, that early voting has begun, that you can register. You can still vote absentee if you're going to be away. Vote, vote, vote. I also want to remind you all that school is open. Please be careful. I drove through a whole bunch of school zones today, and I can tell you not everybody is aware that school has reopened. But I do have a couple of minutes left, and I want to talk to my guest, Dr. Jonathan Hirsch. Dr. Hirsch, tell everybody again how they can reach you if they need to or want to.
Sure. The phone number is 561-417-3339, and on the web at hirschmd.com, H-E-R-S-C-H-M-D.com.
So I have a few more things to ask you, but let's go to the Saint to your work with St. Andrews. That must be very gratifying. It must be terrific. Kids involved in sports is a great thing, isn't it?
Yeah, ever since I've graduated and become in practice, I've always taken care of schools, whether it's college, high school, which St. Andrews is really K through 12. And then also I still take care of professional athletes, mostly tennis here in South Florida. It's great. I mean, it's a lot of these kids, I know them through college. I see them, some of them now after college. So, and then they come back for other things. And plus I, you know, treat their families. So it is a small family. It's a small school, but very close-knit. And it's very enjoyable to take care of them.
That's great. So we didn't talk about prevention. We didn't spend any time. We don't have a whole host of time left. But how important is prevention? Things like stretching and ice. And, you know, I think some of us, maybe myself included, think it's overrated. And then I come to find out the hard way that it's not. But it really does matter, doesn't it?
Well, prevention is such a huge topic. Prevention could be preparing for the sport you desire to play, whether it's technique, equipment, is part of prevention. Strengthening certain muscle groups is part of prevention. The four-letter word I talked about before, rest, in my office, is a huge part of prevention. Not overdoing it. You know, sitting out a week is not the end of the world, but could mean literally curing a problem, or the difference between a problem that becomes very chronic. And that's hard to teach, and that's, especially in South Florida, I'll use the baseball kids as an example. You know, they play all year round with no time off. And so prevention is thinking about that, the concept of periodization, meaning there's a period of time of activity, and then there's a period of time of rest throughout the year. There should be a cycle that not all athletes follow.
And playing through the pain is not always the best course of action. I know we're taught that as kids, but it's not really the best course of action, is
correct.
It?
Correct. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, we really can
It's hard to determine the difference between playing hurt or playing in pain, and that's my job, is really to try to differentiate that for people.
So it's, you would encourage people to come sooner rather than later, because the sooner that you address a problem, the simpler the solution and the better the outcome would be?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. So you're a terrific guest. I can't thank you enough for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You have so much to offer. I wish we had more time. I have a whole host of other questions I'd like to ask. But I am glad that you're here. I'm glad that you agreed to come back. I think what you're doing is really amazing, and it is a little different than the average orthopedic practice, not casting aspersions on one or the other, but it is different, and I think it's important for people to understand that. So, Dr. Jonathan Hirsch, I can't thank you enough for being here tonight.
Thank you. It's great.
It's great. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. For you regular listeners, you know, of course, that we're here every Monday live at 6 to 7 on 6.9 on the Treasure Coast, 95.9 in Palm Beach. As I said, we podcast. We're on the web. We're on TuneIn Radio. You can listen to us wherever you are. We're glad that you're with us. If you know other people who you think might benefit from listening to the show, please tell them. If you're a new listener, I'm glad that you found us tonight. We'll be here next week talking about your eyes, which is a show that I think is really important. Our show talks about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We try to give you help before you are dealing with issues in crisis. Prevention and preparation are the key to success, and we encourage you to tune in and listen as we give you some tips and tools to prevent disasters, if you will. Anyway, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom, me, Scott Greenberg. We'll see you next Monday night. Have a good night, all. Thank you for tuning in.